There's no single version of the Polynesian experience. The history and culture of disparate societies spread across a vast area of the planet are naturally as diverse as the geography that defines them, although there are, of course, many common threads. Both the differences and the similarities are being celebrated this weekend at the 12th Annual Kauai Polynesian Festival. Kauilani Kahale Kai is the MC of the event, and she joins us by phone. Good morning.
Aloha kakayaka, and we'd like to welcome all of you to join us as well here on Kauai this Friday, Saturday. In fact, it starts today, Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. Starts today.
Yeah, today, tonight is, I mean, it's open. Everybody's setting up right now as we speak, and all the gates will open at 11:30 and start this whole Polynesian experience, and it's quite a festival to put on.
I imagine. First question, you folks ready?
Yep.
Okay.
We are totally ready. We're ready for tonight and today. It opens at 11:30, goes all the way to what we call POW.
Uh-huh.
POW would be anywhere, you know, between 9-ish or 10-ish. You know, it starts off with the Polynesian experience. And the Polynesian experience, we do a lot of different types of, we have like little villages that are formed, and they do basket weaving, they do coconut husking and make coconut candy, they do drumming, they do poi balls, and learn how to dance, soale. They do quite a bit of different things in the villages itself. It's almost like a mini Polynesian cultural center.
Well, you know, to that point, Kauilani, the Polynesian experience is pretty diverse. It's more diverse than most people might realize. Is that true?
Yes, it's very diverse. And, you know, we have our major culture, Polynesian cultures with us, like the Hawaiians, the Samoans, the Tahitians, and the Maori, you know, our Maori group. But, you know, we also, this year, adding on our Tongan group, and we'd like to also have our group from the Cook Islands, Marquesas, you know, Marshallese, Fijians. It just broadens as we go along. And I also want to mention that, you know, I mean, our own cultures that we have here mixed in Hawaii that joins along with this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be one day, you know, to put in all our other cousins, like our Chinese cousins, Japanese cousins, Koreans, all the great guys that make Hawaii what Hawaii is.
Well, and to that, you know, you're talking about a sort of a wide range of experiences and some unifying threads as well.
Yes, yes. And that's, you know, I mean, that's what makes a lot of people want to come here, you know, to gather, because we have such a diverse type of, you know, culture that embraces everyone and says, come and learn. Come, we're open to teach you, to want you to feel this great spirit that we have, and share our culture with you. And, you know, when they come to the Polynesian Festival, we definitely give off that spirit of aloha, or spirit of, we want you to know more about us. We want you to know more about the culture itself. So as we're there, we learn each and every step, and, you know, they learn how to speak a little bit of the culture itself. And I tell you, you go away with a learning experience.
You know, and frequently an experience that's enjoyable, an experience that is educational, are the same thing, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, yes. And this year, you know, this year especially is a very good year for us that we teamed up with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a special 17-year-old girl come here with her family. And she chose, out of all the festivals in the world or anything in the world she wanted to do, she wanted to come here to Kauai and do this festival. We were kind of very honored and shocked at the same time, because she could have chose anywhere.
Where's she from?
She wanted to come here to this island with her family and experience this And we're so grateful to the Make-A-Wish Foundation Hawaii, and you know, the island is opening up to her. And when people heard that she's coming, you know, they want to donate. We have a little girl. Her name is Violet Assumption, who's coming to donate a kamaka ukulele to this girl. And then we have the mayor of Kauai coming. And, you know, we have quite a bit of people just to come to see this little girl as she comes to enjoy herself and her family at the festival.
Where's she coming from?
She's coming from Queensbury, New York.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
How'd she find out all about, you know, about Polynesian culture, local culture?
Well, her dream was to experience the culture itself, to be a part of the Tahitian and Samoa. I mean, she just felt that she wanted to be a part of that. And see it and experience it. So I guess during the time when she was looking, you know, that she wanted to come to something like this, that mm-hmm. She felt that she wanted to come to Hawaii, but then she felt Kauai was the island that she wanted to come to. And, I mean, how fortunate is that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we have quite a bit of rare things here, and to have something like that, I feel, oh, we're so honored to have, like, such a rare stuff.
Well, when
happened, yeah,
when she chose Kauai, I'm sure you folks agreed with her choice, right?
Yes, it was her choice, and you know, I feel, you know, Kauai is a very healing island. So I think they're coming here to heal themselves as well as to make this event happen for them and enjoy it. And she will be there on Saturday, and this local group, Fala'au, with Brother Dickie Chang, they will be filming, you know, her and making sure everybody sees her experience and everything. I think it's going to be fabulous.
Well, I'm sure it is. Kauilani, we just got a little bit left, but what makes you say Kauai is a healing island? I'm not saying I disagree, but I'm just interested in why you said that.
I feel the island itself is like a mother. It nurtures a lot of people here, and it nurtures, and you know, I mean, when you need to clear out that heart piece of yours, this is a great place to be. It helps you understand it, and it's a very quiet place as well. So
that's a very good recommendation, Kauilani.
Yeah, it helps you learn about yourself and what you are all about. Of course, you know, I mean, being with the Polynesian Festival and the Kamanawa Foundation, I mean, Kamanawa Foundation was established in 1994, and it's a Kauai-based nonprofit organization, and our mission is to preserve and promote perpetuate
well,
the native Hawaiian culture. So,
Kauilani, we've got to run, but
yes.
I'm glad we got a chance to talk about this, and
yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to enjoy themselves.
I'm hoping so, and we invite all of you to come and be a part of it.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Kauilani Kahalekai is the MC of this weekend's 12th annual Kauai Polynesian Festival. It runs all weekend at Vedina Stadium Soccer Field on Kapule Highway from noon through evening each day. And details are on our HPR2 website.